T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is Stephen Curry, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and The Butcher on 95.7 The Game.
It is The Morning Roast. Bonte, going to be back on money.
Take money.
That's Jimmy Garoppolo's mantra. I don't work, but I take money.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Are you surprised, though, that Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't work hard in the offseason with his teammates, doesn't communicate with the staff, doesn't text back anyone? Like, we've heard players say this for years now. Oh, it's like tongue-in-cheek. Jimmy doesn't text people back.
Yeah.
It's a bad look.
Now, look, if you want to hear the beginning of this conversation, because we started talking about this at 6:30, go ahead, download that Audacy app, AUDACY. They have the rewind feature right on there, or continue to listen live, because we are going to reset it for you right now. But also coming up at 7:40, if you want to shout out Jimmy Garoppolo, you want to shout out your family, you want to shout out a local business, maybe a restaurant that you went to, we got shameless shout outs coming up at 7:40. So in 50 minutes, 7:40, shameless shout outs. A lot of you actually have been texting in with random shout outs. So this is the time to text in, to call in at 7:40 for shameless shout outs. So that's in just under an hour. But continuing on with Jimmy, am I surprised? Now this is just going back to 2018. So this article that was written by Mike Silver from The Chronicle, newly for The Chronicle, 5 years, $137.5 million was the contract.
Highest paid 49er ever.
Highest
with
paid.
That contract.
And that was in the time when Derek Carr and I think Matthew Stafford was in the deal for getting a contract as well. So it just these quarterbacks kept on setting the market back then. But in 2018, or between 2017 and 2018, and I'm going to read straight from the article here again. At a jubilant press conference carried live by NFL Network, the man who had been dubbed Jimmy Jesus during a resplendent five-game stretch to close the 2017 season sat between John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan and told his bosses and America, "I'm excited for this next year, but like John said, we've got a lot of work to do, so we're looking forward to it." When the press conference ended, Garoppolo shook hands, flashed his multi-million dollar smile, and disappeared into the offseason ether. That important work, to his coach's chagrin, would have to wait. Quote, "Once he left that press conference, nobody heard from him for weeks and weeks," recalled one member of that coaching staff. "He didn't return calls. He didn't return texts. He basically just vanished. And we were looking at each other going, what just happened?" So one member of that coaching staff. So that's going back to 2018.
And remember what happened in 2018.
What's that?
He came into those practices looking bad.
Yeah.
Through the five interceptions to Denver. Like, there was a lot.
Was that the porn star Jimmy time?
Yeah, well, I just want to bring this up because I think this is important. Not all professions are created equal.
Right.
There are certain professions that go beyond whatever your clock in, clock out times are, your 9-to-5s. Our profession, okay, it's got some great, great aspects to it. But one of the things that I think a lot of people struggle with is the family work balance of I have to watch everything to stay up on everything so that I can have an educated opinion on it. And at times it's like my family wants me to go do X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, nah, I got Giants, you know, Diamondbacks on, guys. Can't watch that game, right? So it goes beyond me clocking in at 6 a.m. to work. We get here super early to prepare so that we can put together a good show. And people understand this. Teachers, for example, it's not just showing up at 7 or 7:30 a.m., clocking out at 4 p.m. You're taking your work home with you.
Right.
Right? A quarterback in the NFL. You're taking your work home with you. You have to be maniacally obsessed with playing the position. And when your employer makes you the highest paid employee in the company, and when they pay you more than anyone has been paid in the history of the franchise, there is an obligation that you're going to do things above and beyond. Period.
Yes.
I don't care if you're Jimmy G, Trey Lance, Cody Pickett.
Especially when it's your first year with the team. When it's your first full year with the team and you're officially going to take over as a franchise quarterback.
Two things can be true. He did good things.
Yes.
And simultaneously, as a leader, as someone who's paid the most on the team, who's playing that position, he let this team down. And if I'm the one cutting the check, or if I'm the one who's his supervisor, in this case, you know, Shanahan or whatever, that would really alienate me. That would piss me off. Nothing is worse than when you're in the foxhole and someone you work directly with doesn't bring it, doesn't study, doesn't hold up their end of the bargain. That would make you look at them a different way, wouldn't it?
Yes. Like, how would you look at me if I'm filling in here for Bonte for the last 2.5 weeks and I didn't watch anything? I just came in and I just, you know, started the show at 5:59 and then just came in and start talking. That's exactly what happened.
It would be unbecoming of a radio host,
yes,
for example.
Sure.
And I'm using that we're as serious or highly paid or compensated as them.
Sure.
But again, like, here's the irony of it. Jimmy, you only held yourself back. Had you put in the work, maybe you're still the quarterback of the team.
So this is the reason, though, Shasky, why the 49ers can't have him on this roster for this 2022-2023 season. It's not because of the leadership. It's not because, you know, it's not only because he's going to just be a, you know, a backup quarterback. None of that. Of course, it'd be beneficial to have him there. But there's little things like this, which, I don't know, maybe this isn't totally true. Maybe one part of the coaching staff is sour to Jimmy. You know, maybe there's something going on there.
But I do. Can't you connect the dots?
Yes, for sure. You can. But my whole point is, little things like this can come out and they could distract you from what's going on the field in the season. It's like, do you think that Kyle Shanahan's going to be answering questions about Trey Lance and what he's seen from the week one team? Sure, but he's also going to be answering questions about Jimmy. He's going to have to at some point, maybe not after tonight, but whenever he has a press conference and there's not a game going on and, you know, the reporters, they need to ask about Jimmy. There has to be someone that asks about Jimmy. He doesn't need that this year. Kyle Shanahan just needs to focus on what's going on the field. Like, there's millions of reasons, not millions, but there's tiny reasons as to why, you know, you always talk about the pie chart of culpability. Well, there are tiny slices as to why I don't think Jimmy needs to be a part of this and this team. And this is a large chunk of it, just because we don't need any of the talk being around Jimmy. We don't need any of
that. Are you surprised at all? Because I'm not. I'm not surprised. And honestly, like, you could say, Joe, you're jumping the gun. You're believing Mike Silver. He has equity. He has done this a long time in terms of reporting. Could it be one jaded person? Absolutely. But connect the dots. He hasn't gotten better. The coach never trusted him. Like, these are all trust issues. When you cheat on someone in a relationship or you do something, sometimes you cannot forgive and forget. It lingers forever. This feels like one of those types of sins, if you will.
From the 510, you guys are taking this as gospel. You have not heard from both sides. And that's been my problem with Jimmy Garoppolo this entire time. I have not felt like I've heard an honest assessment from him about anything at all for the past 5 years that he's been here.
He's never taken culpability. That's been one of my issues with him at a podium. He's never said, you know what, didn't see the field. It's always cliche, we gotta do X,
no,
Y,
no,
and
no,
Z.
No, 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 it starts with me. That's the cliche. Once you say it starts with me, you officially took accountability, Shasky.
But then,
that's his trick. That's the Jedi mind trick there. Oh, he took accountability. He says it starts with me.
What do you mean by this?
Well, he starts out a question. Well, it starts with me. But then goes on to talk about the issues that the team had.
You know,
throughout
the right
the
tackle.
You know, and not saying anything too egregious. But at these press conferences, and I always go back to that one with the Rams game. Like, and, you know, he doesn't need to reveal anything in the press conferences. And I think about what Tom Brady said, where he said, you know, 95% of the stuff that I say to the media is BS because I don't want it getting into the locker room. Same sort of thing with Jeter and what they did with the captain. It's a way to protect the team. True. And that's what Jimmy Garoppolo is doing. And maybe that is good leadership. But when everyone's saying, oh, man, he is the perfect teammate, he's the total 100% leader of this team and all that, maybe true, but something just felt off.
It did.
And at the end of the NFC Championship game.
Yes.
Shasky, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, keep going. You're on fire. This is really like, you're really upset about
this. Well, because I would constantly get called a hater whenever I brought this up because you're just hating on Jimmy. You're just hating on
the Jimmy G fans are delusional.
Fine, but okay, fine. If you're calling me a hater,
at least acknowledge where his flaws and shortcomings are.
But after the Rams game, it's like, oh man, look at how classy he was leaving that press conference.
What do you mean?
Just that the last press conference that he had, the way that he thanked the media, you know, and all that. But I listened to it. And it was 10 minutes, and it was like 10 minutes long. Sometimes these guys have a final press conference that lasts 25 minutes.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm sitting there going, what was classy about anything that he said? Okay, he thanked the media, and he said, all right, see ya. Thank you so much. Love you guys. You know, gonna miss you. Basically what he said. I'm paraphrasing there. But I looked at it, and I thought, this guy could not wait to get away from those press conferences. He answered those questions like a dude who just wants to get out of that room, not stir anything up, just say something generic, say it starts with me, go on to say something generic about what's going on with the team, what happened in the game, and then just move on, not let anyone bother you. Like, I don't know what Jimmy's like. I just don't know anything about him. Some of these things with athletes, you love how genuine they are. I just don't know anything about Jimmy. I really don't.
You could do these things as a linebacker. You could be this way as an offensive lineman. Heck, you could be a really weird and quirky and not return anybody's texts and be a running back or a wide receiver. You can't do this as a quarterback. You just can't. Like, I'm sorry. You just can't. I'm dubbing him from now on. It's not Jimmy G. It's Jimmy Ghost, because that's who this guy is. I mean, straight up, Jimmy Ghost. In his tenure with the 49ers, have you ever, in 16 months, I've seen Trey Lance grab Brandon Ayuk and say, we are working together down in the offseason, and we're going to spend our entire time working on everything together.
Mm.
You ever seen that with Jimmy? Has any teammate told you that they've done that with him?
Not to my recollection.
Tom Brady, when he went to the Tampa Bay Bucks, was like, yo, everybody come to my house. We're doing the cookout. Everybody, we're working at our place. Alex Smith, for crying out loud, when the league was locked out, Camp Alex said, you know what? I'll pay for everything. I'm the highest paid guy on the team up to that point. You know, let's have a camp. It benefits me, the quarterback, so that I have synergy with all my players and everyone's on board. Plus, it creates an atmosphere where we all respect and love each other. I'm sorry, man. This report validates every single little crumb that has been on the ground for years on end. Like, guys, 1 + 1 = 2. And in this one, the coach doesn't trust the quarterback. Why is that? Because the quarterback isn't putting in the time or the work. He's not communicating with his teammates. This is a ridiculous indictment on Jimmy Garoppolo.
You'd go into 2019, you go to the Super Bowl, you're that close to a Super Bowl. You know, a lot of people want to look at one throw, but there's plenty of other factors that go into a football game, as you know, as you've watched. How many times you watched the 2019 Super Bowl? This is just a quick aside. How many times you watched it?
Maybe 8 or 9 times.
8 or 9 times,
all
right?
All the way through.
You know it's a lot more than just the Jimmy overthrow. There's plenty of other things to go through that game. But in 2020 or 2021, when you go to that draft and you're already thinking quarterback, like this dude who you signed to one contract, I mean, if he was going to be the future of the team and you're going to start him in 2021, like, you're not just drafting a quarterback just to draft a quarterback because there's quarterbacks available. You're drafting him because you don't want him on the team anymore. They knew this after 2020.
I can't get over the fact anyone who enters a job and gets paid by an employer and you're there for the first time, you give your best performance for at least a couple of weeks. Mm. This guy signed a contract, sat there at a press conference, and ghosted the organization instantly.
From the 707, Jimmy had the wide receivers in Nashville in 2020. Was that Jimmy or was that George Kittle?
That was George Kittle, because George Kittle has a place down there.
Yes.
Jimmy might have showed up. That was because George Kittle set that up.
You're listening to 95.
The Jimmy fans are out of control. Admit when you're wrong, all right? You've been wrong on Jimmy. It's okay. Like, he let you down. Like, straight up. He needs to accept culpability, and now he needs to go.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and favor 95.7 The Game for the best and most up-to-date sports coverage. And don't forget that you can also watch us every day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log on and search 95.7 The Game. Yes, from the 707, Debo or Bourne caught COVID. Yeah, we had that horrendous game against the Packers where everyone on the 49ers was out that 2020 season. That was terrible.
Richie James.
Richie James had a huge game that night. That Thursday night game.
Yeah. He also caught a touchdown yesterday in the New York Giants game.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Nice.
So Tyrod Taylor threw him a little, like, little shake and bake wrap on the inside.
Tyrod Taylor. But,
like, this is the problem. Jimmy's a good guy. They've won games. If I told you the highest paid guy in your office, in your job site, whatever, ghosts everyone at work, just shows up at the last minute, like everyone be like, dude, that's weak, right? You're the quarterback. Here's the crazy thing. He only screwed himself, too. You could have been the leader of the 49ers forever if you just did the bare minimum. Why are we ripping Kyler Murray? Kyler Murray has oodles of more talent than Jimmy G will ever have in terms of the ability to throw the ball, run around, make plays. And we're like, dude, you need to have it in your contract to study. Yeah. That's an indictment.
That's something.
It 100% it
like,
is.
It's not just, oh, yeah, they it's like what the Cardinals said. It's not just, oh, yeah, people misrepresented what we're trying to do here. No, you're trying to force your quarterback to study because he doesn't study enough.
We all believe Russ to be over the top and corny and just a weirdo, right? Russ puts the work in. You could hate the way he plays the game, backyard style, this, that, and the other. He puts the work in. Everybody wants to rip Lamar Jackson. You talk to anyone in Baltimore, he works harder than anyone. He's trying to get a new contract now. He hasn't missed a day of practice. He's right. Played every single day, okay? Hasn't missed anything. Been there for OTAs, this, that, and the other. That's what quarterbacks do. Like, the quarterback has to be held to a higher standard than anyone. If I would have said Trey did any of these things, we would all go, oh, my God, red flags. Oh, my God, we'd be worried.
If Trey did any of this and this got reported now, this would be a conversation not about yeah, what's going on with Jimmy, but do we need to have Jimmy start for this franchise going into this year? Like, that'd be the conversation if this is what happened with Trey. And from the 510, can you guys reset what's going on? I just turned on the car and the radio. Sorry about
I
that.
I just
we
can't
are,
believe
we
this.
Are following. We are fired up here. But you know what? You're right. You're right, Texter. I'm sorry, 510. Sorry for any of the listeners who might be confused as to what we're doing here. But this is the quote from Michael Silver's recent article for the San Francisco Chronicle. Now, I'm not going to read the entire thing again because I did that at the beginning of the segment. But he talked about how after that 5-win streak at the end of the 2017 season, he sat between John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan and said, let's get to work. We got to get ready for next year. And this is the quote that everyone's talking about. Once that press conference was done, he had disappeared. Quote, once he left that press conference, nobody heard from him for weeks and weeks, recalled one member of the coaching staff. He didn't return calls. He didn't return texts. He basically just vanished. And we were looking at each other going, what just happened? Like, I'm hearing that, and it's just like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to make of it, because it was back in 2018 and his time is over with the 49ers.
He just inked a contract.
But the larger point is, like, this is why they didn't keep him around in the first place. I think we're trying to prove here that it's like fans are always asking, you know, why are you trading up for Lance? You know, you should just keep Jimmy on this team and ride it out with Jimmy. Jimmy's a winner. Well, this is the type of stuff as to why they traded up to get a quarterback, why they were even in the running for a quarterback in the first place. Not just traded up. Traded up was just extra. Like, they were just going to stand pat, and maybe draft Mac Jones.
You know, it's crazy because the entire team is high character guys. Fred Warner, George Kittle, you know, say what you want, Debo Samuel. Like, these guys are high character, put in the work kind of guys. Trent Williams, you know, Nick Bosa. And then the quarterback's doing this. And what are these guys supposed to say? Of course they're going to love him. He's a leader. He's this. He's that. I mean, that's what guys do. They support their dude who's in front of them. Whether it's Martellus Bennett, whether it's leaked reports, whether it's Kyle Shanahan's play calling, connect the dots, people. Like, it's right in your face. And here's a great text, and I want to bring this up. 925. Ken Stabler studied the playbook by the light of a jukebox. Some dudes are just gamers. And that's what Jimmy G is. It's not 1970. It's 2022.
A little different.
If you don't think that Pat Mahomes and Herbert and Josh Allen and all these guys are living, eat, breathing, sleeping football, you're crazy. Because the only person you're shorting on this one is yourself. You want to have a 20-year career? You think Brady has – he said it in his thing. Brady's like, I dedicated my life to football. If you're going to beat me, you better dedicate your life to football, right? And to Josh Allen's credit, he's dedicated his life to football. And he said, I am modeling myself after Tom Brady. I don't know. Has that tree bared some fruit? What do you think?
Well, the thing that he's modeled his game after with Tom Brady is how he handles the press conferences and doesn't tell the media anything.
Okay, as crazy as Aaron Rodgers is, do you question his dedication to football at all?
No.
He looks physically as good as he's ever looked. He's added weight. He knows the playbook. He knows where everyone's going to be on the field at all times.
Yes, he does.
You do not question his cerebral, you know, pre-snap, post-snap. He knows what he's doing.
You know the saying, you know, he's two steps ahead of the – he's already two steps ahead of the defense. You know, that's just a saying. But the whole point of that saying is – no, he's just smarter than a lot of these people on the field because of how much he's worked and watched film.
Drew Brees. You think Drew Brees just got along because he's just naturally gifted?
Yeah.
Maybe to some level, you have got to hone the craft. It's the only sport and maybe the only position where if you are not eat, sleep, breathe football 24/7, you get exposed and ran out the league.
Would love to hear from you. 888-957-9570. We are guest-free today.
You can't now, compare up, the 70s. Now, it just drives me nuts.
Now, coming up at 7:40, we are going to do shameless shout-outs. So you can shout-out whoever you want. You can shout-out Jimmy Garoppolo. You can shout-out your family. Shout-out a business. I'm going to shout-out my barber once again because the last time I shouted out my barber, I wasn't on camera, and it didn't really make sense to do that. But shameless shout-outs coming up at 7:40.
Could you imagine telling Joe Montana or Steve Young, you know, the team just gave me all the money in the world. Peace.
Mm.
And then you flip open TMZ, and he's dating some chick on the side. Like, I just so unbecoming. I said it the day that thing happened.
Well, you know, and
it's just ridiculous.
I'm not going to focus on the Martellus Bennett comments from the podcast, the one that we played ad nauseum where he said Jimmy was a B-word during his time with the Patriots because he didn't want to play, even though Jacoby Brissett had an injury with his finger. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he basically called him the B-word. I'm not focusing on that. I am focusing on when Martellus Bennett went on a Twitter rant. Now, a lot of people were just thinking he was ranting, but I thought there was some truth to it. And he was just ranting about everybody. And he said, 90% of these guys, you don't know anything about who they actually are.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, as a fan, you know, you have this mythicized look about them. Yep. Like, but you really don't understand who they are until you're actually in that locker room with these guys. And I think that's the case with a lot of athletes. It's not just Jimmy Garoppolo.
No.
But he was one of those guys where it's almost too good to be true. Now, Steph Curry, for example, he's gotten that equity. He's built up that
for
equity
sure.
Now where he's stuck with this team. And
Steve,
you've had guys tell us how just genuinely good of a guy he is.
His workout routines and his dedication to the craft is unmatched.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's Steph, right? And not everyone's going to be that level. But when you're the quarterback, if you want to succeed long term, you have to be that dedicated. It's mandatory. And here's the thing that I keep seeing people. Are you guys at home? Are you watching what he's studying? His head coach is the play caller. If you're not communicating with the guy who's going to be setting you up for success, what are you doing? Me and my boss, okay? And we don't have the greatest relationship every single day. But me and my boss, Matt Nahegan, we talk constantly, all day, every day. You know why? Because I know that's where the buck stops. And if I keep him happy and we're on the same page and I'm executing the game plans that he want done, then I know that I'm going to be putting myself in the best position to succeed. When you work on a job site, my dad's a plumber, okay? If I was his handyman and I'm running around getting all stuff, hell yeah, I'm going to be communicating with him, making sure that I'm keeping him happy and that I'm doing the things that he wants because he's the senior guy who's going to set me up for success in my profession. Peyton Manning had Tom Moore. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes connected at the hip. Sean Payton and Drew Brees. You never heard any of these things with these guys. You have to be connected and communicating with the guy who's going to give you the open door to success long-term in the NFL. How? You have to be in denial if you can't acknowledge that.
From the 916, you guys are ridiculous. The team, the locker room loves him. He's a winner. Dude played behind a very mediocre pass-blocking line and won. Well, they're not a very mediocre pass-blocking line. They're just not. Go look. Like, you can't just say they're a mediocre pass blocking line. That's not. No, you can't do that. You can't do that. 916. You can't just say, yeah, Jimmy thrived under a mediocre pass block. A very mediocre. No, they were above average, at the very least above average. Sorry, I'm not going to take that.
No, offensive line
slander.
I just think the one thing that we keep coming back to, I don't care what it is in life. Nothing bugs me more than when people don't put in the work. It really, it drives me completely insane, especially when you're talented and you're given a platform or you're given an opportunity and it feels like, I'll show up when I need to show up. Like, no, you got to go above and beyond. This is 2022. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care. Like, my family's a bunch of plumbers. If you mill it in as a plumber, we look at you a certain way. You got to show up and bring it. Be the best damn plumber that you could possibly be. I joke around. I talk about my Uncle Matt all the time. He runs the port for the city of San Francisco.
Mm.
You talk to people, there is pride. I'm the best freaking plumber in San Francisco. That's who I am. You got to have professional pride.
What's coming up on the game is sponsored by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. We are getting a lot of you calling
Study
in.
Study your craft.
888-957-9570. That's the Comcast business text line. Also the phone number. Checking out your comments on YouTube, on Twitch. You can log on to 95.7 The Game. Check us out there. But what's coming up on the game, Shasky, on the other side, does this diminish the trade value for Jimmy G? Because there looks to be a partner, a trade partner for Jimmy Garoppolo. But does this diminish his value? We'll get to that on the other side. Again, everyone stay on hold. 888-957-9570. Stephen Langford in for Bonte Hill. Joe Shasky, 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.